you know it's true. We were lovers back when we were at school. Love you, baby. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to a Patreon episode, a bonus Patreon episode of What a Great Punk.
Good to be here.
Everybody's favorite podcast.
Everybody I know.
Yeah, everyone I know loves this pod.
They stop me on the street and they go, "Hey, Chewy."
Yeah.
I love the pod. Keep up the good work.
Man, I've always just thought,
can I come on one day? And I say, absolutely not.
No.
Don't know who you are.
No. We don't just get strangers on the pod.
Not famous enough.
Yeah, you need to be a famous celebrity.
Yeah. Let go of me. Run across the street.
Yeah, it's
absolute
it's,
nutter.
It's everybody's favorite pod, though. Like, it's hard to find someone who wouldn't call What a Great Punk their favorite pod.
Yeah, I think half of the Port Adelaide football team on that flight yesterday were listening to it.
Was that Port Adelaide?
Was that Port Adelaide?
No, that was the Magpies.
Oh, that was Collingwood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought that was Port Adelaide the whole time. And I think Tash even said twice Collingwood, and I was like, in my head, it's Port Adelaide.
Yeah, no, that was black and white. So I don't know how much clearer they could be, mate. It was in plain black and white.
Yeah, fully, yeah. Yeah, the logo was in plain black and white. No teal.
No teal. That's what it was missing, right? Because Port is black and white and teal, isn't it?
Yeah. So they're not plain black and white.
No.
They were all listening to the pod.
Yeah.
They all had their AirPods in, the over ear AirPods.
Yep.
$900 AirPods. Whatever. Dude, they are.
I've noticed a massive spike in those overhead.
Yeah. No headphones. Shade if you're listening right now on them.
No, well they're sick headphones. Mm. The wireless ones, like I've noticed in the last week that a lot of people are walking around the streets with the wireless overheads on.
Look at these. These are Tash's.
Oh.
Sony.
There you go. That's what you're wearing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I left my other ones at Gum like 2 weeks ago and I haven't been back to Gum.
Oh.
Never.
Does Tash
still be there?
Yeah, they will be.
Sorry, I cut you off twice.
Does Tash wear those headphones out on the street when she's walking and shit?
She does now. They're new. She got them because they're meant to be really good noise cancelling, good quality AirPod over ear alternative ones. These Sony ones.
Why do you call them AirPods? What have they got to do with AirPods?
I think Apple made over ear wireless AirPods.
Really?
AirPod Max or something. So I'm talking about a specific product.
Okay, gotcha.
That three of the Magpies had in front of me.
Oh, they actually had their AirPods on.
The same ones, yeah.
They had their AirPods on.
Yeah.
Not their AirPods in.
You know the t-shirts that say, "I pooed"?
Oh.
They're like joke prank t-shirts you get in like on an overseas holiday at a gift shop or something.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great.
Reminds me of that. That's pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, I pooed. It's so funny how they did the little I and the big P.
Yeah, I know. And then everyone started doing it. Like, it'd be like I mattresses or something like that.
Oh, that's
Like, everyone was doing it. And then there was the iPod alternative, the I River.
Oh.
And friend of ours, Lockie, had one of those for just years and you wouldn't stop banging on about how good it was.
What was different about the I River again?
Just did all the same stuff as an iPod, except it was not by Apple and probably cheaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the iRiver.
Yeah, the old iRiver. But, Tash got these because she got sick of hearing me on meetings and stuff in the home office. So, they always cancel me out real well.
Oh, that's good.
And they're comfortable. That's the main thing.
How good is it when the noise is cancelled?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Love great that.
Feeling. Good for planes. I noticed, because you were in 28B for from memory on the flight yesterday.
Yeah, I was. Shocking. Absolute shocking. A pantsing.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bastard of a seat, 28B.
Yeah, it's not the seat you want when you're traveling solo, middle at the back.
Nah. Up in the poo den.
Mm.
Everyone's dropping their big
deuces. Yeah, every 5 minutes that toilet door opens, big waft.
And if fucking it's a bit scary when you're at the back of the plane landing, I reckon. Like, you land rough back of the plane.
It's bumpier back there, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a fucking hectic landing yesterday. Would you agree?
Can't remember it. I was up right at the front, mate.
Yeah, fully.
Smooth as. But I was sort of quite intrigued on, like, how the politics of, like, who gets what seat on a flight works for a football team.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were at the front, and then that's where there's a bit of leg room.
Mm.
But it wasn't all the tall players. Like, there was a couple of shorties there.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, is that the captain? What's, you know what I mean? Like, how do you...
Yeah, do you reckon they're booking, they're choosing, they're designating seats? Like...
Well, or is it there just- was a couple of real tall blokes in front of me, real tall. But then this really tall guy walked past and he was going, oh, yeah, like, got some good seats to you boys. Like, he was kind of having a go at him.
Oh, okay.
Like, in a, like, a fun sort of way.
Yeah.
He's sort of going, how does it feel kind of thing? And he goes, I'm 28A. And I was like, I know the guy sitting next to you.
Oh.
But he was really tall. Was the guy next to you really tall?
No.
Oh, so maybe he got his seat wrong.
Was this guy wearing Collingwood stuff?
Yeah. And he had sort of a mullet, sort of like a shaved bit here and a little mullet thing.
No, it wasn't next to me.
Oh, I might have got it wrong. Okay. Well, I thought that I knew he was sitting next to you. Anyway, he was super tall, but he didn't get the tall legroom seats unless he was on the exit row, which he might have been.
Oh, yeah.
God.
He really deserved them by the sounds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder how they do that as well.
Fully.
Yeah,
if anyone listening out there knows how they designate seats in a traveling sports team, let us know.
Yeah, do let us know.
1-800 Chewy and the Cricket. Give us a buzz. One of our producers will answer.
Imagine if we had a producer.
He's sick.
Yeah, would I?
So good. Anyone want to produce for free?
Yeah, well, I wonder what they would even do, though. They'd just do all the bits that we don't.
Yeah, well, we'd just have to click on the link and join. I mean, we just have to turn up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fully. But no, we'd still have to book people.
Oh yeah. I guess so. We'd still book.
Or you get them to. But nah, you don't do that.
Nah, because it's all about we just do it in person.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'd do. Maybe they'd upload it. That'd be pretty cool. Handle the editing.
Yeah, they'd upload it. They'd edit it. That would be good.
Mm.
Oh, and you could just message them and go, hey, at 46 minutes, I farted or I doxed someone. Can you please put a quack there or something?
Todd was too slow on the uptake. All right. Time for some new sounds. What does everyone reckon? We've got this one, which who was going on about this one the other day? Oh, Callum, he was loving this one.
The winner!
Oh,
wait, no!
He kept saying no the other day, remember?
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah, it's a really good button, that one.
No.
Right, probably time for a refresh.
Santa's bunny will be here soon. The Easter bunny. Because the Easter bunny is actually Santa's bunny. I don't know if many of you knew that.
I had no idea that they were related.
Well, I know, and it seems glaringly obvious. Once you know, you go, oh, how didn't I realize that?
Yeah.
But they are... and they both have parties once a year each.
It's amazing. They both bring gifts.
They just go on tour.
Yeah. Mm. They work the whole year for that day. What? How are they related, though?
Oh, Santa just owns the Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay.
So Santa is the owner.
But yeah. And lets the Easter Bunny out once a year.
Yeah.
Just shit out eggs everywhere. Chocolate eggs.
Little pellets.
Some big ones, some small ones. Some colourful ones. Some with little pellets inside them.
That's disgusting. I love those eggs, though. The ones that you crack open and there's Smarties in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great egg.
That's a value for money egg, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really getting your chocolate's worth.
You are getting your chocolate's worth. you like fancy chocolate eggs, or you just like your regular?
I just like the regular.
Like Cadbury or something?
Yeah, Cadbury and lower, sort of, you know, like a bit below that. That's why. I really like those. Lower. You know,
what's
those
the lower brand. What's it called again? Called like, oh, what's the fucking called? Oh, I won't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I just mean like, you know, Bilo or whatever. Remember Bilo?
Yeah,
like Bilo eggs or something. That'd be good.
Yeah, black and gold or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like those matte speckled eggs.
Hmm. You know, oh, yeah, those ones? I like, it's like a candy coating kind of thing.
Kind of a candy coating, and there's chocolate in that. I
red
love
tulip.
That.
Red tulip.
Red tulip.
Remember red tulip eggs?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I just Googled Easter egg brands.
Oh.
And, Cadbury. From Cadbury to Darrily, red tulip to Nestle, and Maltesers to Lindt. This is the Australian food shop Easter egg brand, bunnies. Okay. Red tulip was the... When you said Cadbury or lower, I went red tulip. That's the lower.
Yeah, you were seeing it?
Yeah.
Red tulip. I'm just on the eastereggwarehouse.com.au.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a... Come on. Screen share. Okay. I'll just enable it. All right.
Okay.
Appreciate the treats of an Australian Easter wherever you are around the world. We have the largest online range of Australian Easter eggs and bunnies for overseas delivery. From Cadbury to Darrily, Red Tulip to Nestle, and Maltesers to Lindt.
Oh, they're probably running a big racket doing that, eh?
Yeah, this is a different. This is the Australian, just different website. But you've got EasterEggWarehouse.com.au.
Yes, in Castle Hill, New South Wales.
It's open to the public. That'd be fun. You'd go on there.
Yeah, just stop by the warehouse.
Mm.
So this is where
this is the bunny's house.
This is the bunny's house. That's what you'd have to say to the kids, eh? Couldn't go there otherwise.